Hi there. The word for you today is dump your grudges. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 says, love keeps no record of being wronged. Holding a grudge is costly, and you and the people in your life end up footing the bill. In all probability, the offender has moved on, forgotten the offense, and left you holding the bag. But in reality, blame, not the offender, is the crux of your problem. And until you understand and accept that, you'll continue to be upset. Don't let grudges fester and turn into these four things. First, self-victimization. Negative energy expended on others just drains your resources and robs you of joy and a chance to fulfill your God-given destiny. Stop cheating yourself. Don't surrender your power to grudges. Second thing grudges turn into is bitterness. It's like a deadly poison. A little of it can contaminate your entire system. The hurt you harbor pollutes the stream of your daily existence, including your experience with God. Think about that. Third thing grudges produce is isolation. I mean, there's no joy in being around somebody who constantly indulges in blame, defensiveness and anger, and others pick up on the vibes and feel at risk, so they keep a safe distance in case they become a target in the event that they displease you. Don't do that. That's a formula for isolation and self-induced loneliness. And the fourth thing that a grudge produces is negative role modeling. You may think, my feelings are nobody else's business. Well, maybe. If you live on a desert island, grudges are highly communicable. Hebrews 12:15 says, watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up, corrupting many. And let me add one more thing that grudges will do. It'll sabotage your ability to repent. Genuine repentance and forgiveness aren't possible until you're willing to face up to the fact that you're holding a grudge. If you're still blaming others, you're avoiding responsibility, the responsibility to get right before God. A bad attitude's like a flat tire. Until you change it, you're not going to get anywhere. Okay? Think about that, for that's the word for you today.